So right now he's trying to figure out what his feet are going to look like with his wife's feet with a signature pair of Caitlin Clark Nikes on. But that's down the line. Hondo Carpenter, SI, and SpartanNation.com. We got to talk the draft a little bit. Hey, Hondo, we haven't talked in a while. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I think I'm going to be okay. Are you excited for the weekend? You don't sound too excited about the weekend.
No, I'm sorry. I'm down in New Orleans for a funeral for my brother-in-law, and we're taking my baby to the hospital. So I'm just kind of getting my mind on the
Hondo.
But you should have
called and you know what? You should have called and said, Mike, I want to do this today. It's just tough.
No, I gave you my word, and we're not there yet, so we're okay. I can tell you, I don't know if excited. I guess excited is the right word, but when you work and cover the NFL, you begin to understand these are defining moments of men, not just the players. Everyone talks about the players. There are general managers whose careers are going to be over because of decisions they make the next 4 days.
Wow.
There are owners whose fan bases are going to turn on them. There are scouts and general managers who will have careers made or careers ruined. And so when you are a part of it and you know everybody from the janitors to the owners, you see this weekend, it is the most pivotal moment of the NFL season. And the difference is there won't be decisions made over the next 4 days that impact this season very much. But there's going to be decisions made this week that are going to change the face of the NFL in 5 years. And I had a general manager tell me this, you know, a while ago, and I was talking to a coach the other day and told him what this guy said, and he goes, it's so true. You're not going to win championships in 2024 this weekend, these next 4 days, but you will, you can lose them, and which is profound, and you can destroy or make careers. I mean, there'll be legends.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, when he was picked, people mocked it, and they couldn't pronounce his name, and they go, what a waste of a pick. And then we end up looking at him defining it. When Ryan Leaf was selected, there were people who literally said, you know, this is going to be the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And he ended up being a humongous bust. These are the defining moments of this. So when you're in it, it's just not who did your team get. It's watching how all the pieces of the puzzle come together. And it's fascinating to me, Mike.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me. It's just to see how it all blends and how it all comes together. You know, it's funny. For example, you know what the Detroit Lions need. You know that. And if you're a fan, that's what you know they need. But then, okay, is this guy that they're about to pick, is he the one that's going to fill the need? I'll give you a quick example. There was a kid that came from abstract poverty, and I know him very well. And he gets selected and makes a ton of money. And all of a sudden, this kid that never missed practice, was the hardest working kid you ever met, all of a sudden gets to the NFL, and he's out in 2 years. He couldn't make practice. The money changed him. All of a sudden, he went from a, you know, 190-pound guy to 240 pounds. And I remember, I'll never forget this as long as I live. After he was out, I looked at him and go, what happened? He goes, man, I'd never had three meals before.
Wow.
In my life. And this is a guy that failed out, not because he was a bad guy. He was never into drugs, never into anything bad. But all of a sudden he gets to the NFL with proper nutrition and they're eating, you know, three great meals a day and he had money in his pocket. He told me that he stopped once with his mom and bought her a Diet Coke. And she looked at him and they had never been able to stop at a store and just buy a Coke.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
And so when you look at how money changes, then there are people like Max Crosby, played at Eastern Michigan. Many consider him, if not the best, the second best defensive end in all the NFL. Grew up a blue collar kid. He's a very good friend of mine who gets picked by the Raiders and turns his whole life around. He gets sober. And then all of a sudden he signs the big contract and it doesn't change him. In fact, he tells me all the time, He's the hardest working NFL player I've ever seen. And he said, once I made that money, he came from a blue collar family. My parents, like, you got to understand, now that you're making that money, you have to find a way to work harder.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch how people are defined, how their lives are changed. I will never forget in my life, I was at a press conference where a player signed his second contract. And that's when they make their really good money, is if they get a second contract. And I'll never forget, I was standing in the hallway away from the media center, and the player's bawling, and he sees the owner, and he grabs the owner and just sobs. And the owner's crying, and everybody's crying, because that owner had just generationally changed that family. And so I love this weekend, but it's also, you know, when you look at it in the total picture, it's just a fascinating weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Hondo Carpenter with us. I don't want to take up a bunch of your time, buddy. I know you've got a lot on your plate this morning. Give me just real quick your take on the offensive line for the Lions for next season and beyond, you know, with this draft.
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, you win with the Lions. And one of the things, and I grew up a Lion fan. I'm a Michigander at heart. That's where I'm my home. And one of the things that I love about the Lions right now, and I was talking to a head coach yesterday, and we were talking about the Lions because he knows that I'm from Michigan, and he talked about he has great affinity for that franchise. He's never worked there, but he has great affinity. And he goes, it's so nice to finally see people in charge there from ownership on down who get it. He goes, those fans deserve it. And he talked about for years playing the Lions and beating them, and the fans were always there. He goes, I've always liked that franchise. He goes, it was one that I had said, if there was a change in mentality of ownership and there was good management, I would have liked to have coached there. And he goes, they finally have it all on the same page, and I think you're going to see them continue. This is the deepest offensive line class, and I was told by multiple different people that they remember in their careers. The most offensive linemen to ever go in the first round is 5. I think they're going to blow past that tomorrow night. And I think there'll be multiple offensive linemen, much more than 5 picked, could be as high as 10. And I think that one of the things that if you're a Lion fan, and you know my children are and all of that, I tell them, is you get to rest now, because you know whatever they do, they're going to do the right thing. Last year at the draft, I remember thinking, well, this doesn't make sense what they're doing, but I trust them. I know the NFL trusts them. So I sat back and you watched, and they had one of the best drafts of anyone. And that's what the advantage is now when you're a Lion, is you know that you're going to get people who know what they're doing. So they understand, okay, I can get an offensive lineman here that'll play for 10 years, or I can go sign a free agent who is going to play for 5, but I can go fill a different need. If you're a Lion fan, that's the excitement. It's going to be rocking and rolling in Detroit. It is going to be so much fun. If any of your listeners have never been to a draft experience like that, get in the car. It's an hour and a half drive. But it's something you'll never, ever, you know, stop talking about the rest of your life. Now, most of the beat writers, most of the owners and all that are not there, because that's something for the fans. This is one of those experiences where nobody in the media wants to be there. We don't get to interview the players, because as soon as it's over, they get on an airplane and head to the team that picked them. NFL Network, ESPN interviews them. That's it. And then they get out. This is an event for the fans. It's going to be a great event, and people are going to have a blast.
Big deal for Detroit. All right, Hondo, I don't let you go, man. Thank you for taking your time this morning. I know you've got to get moving. Our prayers with you, my friend. All right.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk again soon. See ya. 1320 WILS. That right there, probably one of my best friends. Never thought you run into people. I didn't know Hondo before, a year and a half ago, maybe? But we've met face-to-face a couple of times. He's been here to the house. He's been I'll tell you what, I've been in the truck with him when he's driving. There's a place I don't want to be, but, you know, when he says, hey, I'll drive, I'll go, okay, Hondo. But that's a quality individual right there. I'm talking away from even the sports realm. And he's not on the phone. So he would be so humble. He would go, stop it. But I just want you to know, that's a guy right there. And he's having, you know, I don't want to get into all kind of stuff with him. And his son isn't feeling well. And he's got just a lot going on. Well, 1320 WILS. We'll take this time out.